A Hole in the Universe by Mary McGarry Morris. Read by Jason Culp. The way to look at it is, that was somebody else. Some 18-year-old kid with the same name. It wasn't you. His brother Dennis sat at the foot of the bed, watching him in the mirror. Who was it then? Gordon Loomis squinted through the blur of sweat. The jug-eared face was the same, bland, the deep chin cleft its only discernible feature. He dragged his starched sleeve across his forehead. He still wasn't used to the heat of a proper room. The closeness of his brother's voice seemed the only air to breathe. You know what I mean, Dennis said. And besides, people forget. I mean, 25 years. That's like, what? A lifetime ago, when you think of it. Nobody's the same person they were then, just like you're not.
But I am. I'm still the same, Gordon said.
His thick fingers struggled with the tiny collar button. 350 pounds, 6.5 feet tall. Just as big then. Loomer, because he took up so much space. Because of the way he leaned so close to here. Because he never knew quite what to do with himself or where he belonged. No, you're not. For one thing, you used to be a complete slob, and now look. Dennis laughed, pointing at Gordon's hairbrush, the comb placed in the exact center row of bristles. What do you call this? Obsessive-compulsive? Anal-retentive? He meant the rows of coins stacked heads up, the sleek black flashlight.